The Morning Brew is brought to you by West Rock Coffee.
It's time for your Morning Brew. Grab a cup of Joe and get caught up on everything you need to know. Here's Schlereth and Evans.
A mammoth day in free agency for the Broncos as they spent some $220 million, $130 million of it guaranteed. That's what big pocket ownership will get you. But let's start with some of the moves. The offensive linemen. You get two plug-and-play starters in Mike McGlinchey at right tackle and Ben Powers at left guard. Our Big O, who spent some time coaching in San Francisco, not a huge McGlinchey fan. Do you agree? Where would you come down on McGlinchey? What's the weakness? Weaknesses?
Well, the weakness of McGlinchey is that he can get overwhelmed in pass pro sometimes. Takes really good sets, has really good feet. Really good feet. He's 6'9", 6'8", 6'9". I mean, he is a freaking land giant. And plays a little tall. Gets a little high in his hips. Gets a little, like, I mean, you know, that's part of being 6'9". So there are times when he can get shoved into the pocket a little bit. But listen, again, I'll take a technician. I'll take a guy that knows what he's doing, that has good position. Yeah, sometimes, you know, sometimes. Listen, if you're gonna drop back 40 times, he's gonna get beat a few times. So when you're running the ball well, and he's a really good run technique guy. Still plays a little high sometimes, but a really good run technique guy. Really good footwork. Really understands the game. And, you know, and you look at Powers. Powers probably is not the prototypical or the best athlete at guard, but he plays really aggressive, tight to the line of scrimmage, really does a good job of attacking the line of scrimmage, which is important when you got a 5'10" quarterback. You don't want guys in your face. You don't want guys getting penetration. You don't want guys doing that. Both of these guys, when you study them on film, both of these guys do a really good job of taking away angles, funneling players where they want those players to go, really understanding the game. They understand the game. Limitations physically, I would say that Power's probably not the greatest athletic guard, but does a really good job technically. And same thing is said for McGlinchey's a better athlete at the right tackle position. He just gets overwhelmed physically sometimes because of his height and because he plays a little tall on his hips.
Next on the Morning Brew.
Stidham steps away from Bosa. Looking, buying time, throws it late. He's got Adams open. Devontae Adams chugging into the end zone for the touchdown.
So, Jarrett Stidham, when quarterbacking for the Las Vegas Raiders, one of only two quarterbacks last year to toss three touchdown passes in a game against San Francisco. Yes. The other was some guy named Mahomes.
Mm-hmm. I'm here.
Yes, you are, Patrick.
I'm here.
So 2 years, $8 million. People are freaking out about the Broncos spending, I guess, any kind of money on a backup quarterback.
I got 2 years, $10 million.
Excuse me, 2 years, $10 million.
Yeah.
Excuse me, 10-year million. But, you know, I see Jameis Winston got $8 million a year.
Yeah,
Sam Darnold?
Up to $8 million, yeah.
Same thing. Sam Darnold got up to $8
million. Yeah.
So what do you think of the Stidham move? Strictly a backup, or is there another kind of plan in play here with Stidham?
I think it says a couple of things. I think, one, obviously Sean Payton liked this guy when he came out of school. Like, when he came in the league, he had an affinity for Stidham. Like, he likes Stidham. We have told you on this show that they're going to get a veteran quarterback. We told you they were going to get a veteran backup quarterback. I thought they would get a veteran, a Teddy Bridgewater type, maybe a Chase Daniel type, somebody who's been in Sean's system before that can help, you know, teach the eyes of Russell Wilson what to look for, what to look at, kind of how that offense goes. The bottom line is, I think you got a younger quarterback who's a developmental guy that you look at as, dude could take over my offense at some point if Russell can't play. He's a guy that will vie or compete for a starting job going forward if Russell isn't our guy. I think ultimately that's kind of what it says about Stidham.
Stidham, drafted by Bill Belichick. brought to Vegas by Josh McDaniels,
right.
Brought to Denver by Sean Payton. Two really, really highly respected head coaches, and a guy who, no matter what you may think of him as a head coach, a highly respected offensive guy.
Absolutely.
All placing their endorsement on Stidham. Well, you know what? I'll tell you what. I'll trust Bill Belichick, Sean Payton, and Josh McDaniels over, well, you know, fans and media types who are like, oh, you should have just brought back Rippon. Next on the Morning Brew.
Four-man Cardinal rush. Lance is in trouble. Down he goes. Zach Allen with the sack of the rookie Trey Lance.
Okay, a lot of stuff to like about what the Broncos did on free agency day one. This one just doesn't make sense to me. Zach Allen, Draymond Jones. Statistically speaking, basically, you know, the same player, same age. In fact, Draymond's numbers are a little bit better. But yeah, Draymond is gone. He signs a 3-year deal with Pete Carroll in Seattle. Zach Allen is here. So why Zach Allen instead of keeping the guy that you drafted and developed?
The only thing I think of is you give him a couple million dollars a year cheaper. I don't know what did Draymond get in Seattle?
Draymond got 17 a year.
Yeah, and Zach got 15.25 a year.
I think Zach had a little bit more guaranteed money.
Okay.
Okay.
Ultimately, both young ascending players, Zach Allen played really well and really benefited from playing next to J.J. Watt. Really adopted some of J.J. Watt's kind of technique. And you could tell, like, when you put the Arizona film on, I did an Arizona game late in the year. In Minnesota, when you put it on, everybody, like all the stances look like J.J. Watt, the technique, everything looked like J.J. Watt. It was just the ultimate testament to the kind of influence that great players have on younger players. So, been coached up well, not only from Vance, but from J.J. Watt, was an ascending player. I think Draymond Jones has got a bigger upside. I think he's just got a bigger upside, but you know, that ultimately is one that you didn't want to spend an extra $2 million on. Why, I don't know.
Next on the Morning Brew.
Feed it across for Taves. Back to the line. Scores! Logan O'Connor driving the net. Firing to the goal. He scores! Yellow going to the net. Scores! Rantanen takes the shot. Allen only got some of it. Not all of it. McKinnon back for Taves. Center Rodriguez in front. They score! Nico Rantanen on the doorstep. In front of Chishkin, it alone, side of the net, scores. JT Comfort looking for Anthony McKinnon, scores. What a play, what a goal. Nathan McKinnon, one for the highlight reels.
That kind of night for the Avs, all those highlights, courtesy of Sportsnet.
Yes.
Canada. But the Avalanche with an 8-4 win over Les Habitants up there in Montreal. But such has been the case of the Avalanche season. Even the good stuff, even the good news, tempered by some bad news. Artturi Lehkonen, who had a couple goals in his return to Montreal, former Canadian, broke a finger. Flew back to Denver, going to have surgery. His availability for the start of the playoffs now in somewhat of a doubt.
Come on, man.
I wonder if they have to have surgery on those because they wear the gloves.
See, I would think with the gloves, you could probably, you know, get a bigger glove, extra padding in there. I would think that you could play. Put a splint in there, all that stuff. I would think you could play with it, right?
Didn't Naz have thumb surgery and we were worried about that and he came back last year for the playoffs? Didn't he have a thumb surgery or hand surgery?
Was it his? Yo, did he have the thumb? I think you're right. Okay.
So, yeah, I mean, but like, normally you just buddy tape your fingers together when you break one, right?
Right.
You had buddy tape them together. You can't.
How many times you bust fingers?
Oh, shoot. I mean, all the time.
Yeah. Ask for a number. How many times did you break a finger?
I don't know, dozen.
Dozen broken fingers? Really?
Sure.
Ouch.
There are dozens of us.
Yeah. Dozens! But, you know, unlike hockey players, I didn't have surgery and missed games.
I always thought hockey players were tougher than football players, but in this case,
I didn't miss a snap.
I always thought hockey players were tougher than football players. In this case,
I was wrong.
Not so much.
Not so much.
Yeah. Tonight it didn't happen.
That'll do it for the Morning Brew.